This is 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. While the COVID-19 pandemic is raining devastation on us right now, the natural environment and all its living creatures seem to be benefiting. Polluted skies are clearing, sea life is teeming, wild animals are just hanging out in abandoned playgrounds. We wonder, just how is this showing up on the Treasure Coast? So we called Eve Samples, executive director at Friends of the Everglades in Stewart. A nonprofit organization started by Marjorie Stoneman Douglas in 1969.
Actually, the St. Lucie River looks incredibly beautiful right now. It has nothing to do with coronavirus. It's because we've been lucky the last couple of years to have Lake Okeechobee levels kept lower during the dry season.
Samples worked for years as a journalist with TC Palm, covering the local environment and toxic algae blooms before joining Friends of the Everglades in February. She warns our waterway problems aren't going away just because we're distracted by COVID-19.
The problem with the Everglades has been for many decades a lack of clean, fresh water being sent south. Actually, there were fires in the Everglades just within the last couple of weeks, and that's because Florida was replumbed decades ago, and Lake Okeechobee water was diverted east to the St. Lucie estuary and west to the Caloosahatchee instead of allowing it to flow slowly south in the river grass, as Marjorie Stoneman Douglas wrote about back in 1947.
That's when she wrote the book River of Grass,
which made the Everglades known as a national ecological treasure, not just a swamp as some people thought of it. This is a problem we've been working to fix for many years, and now it's compounded because of toxic algae blooms we've seen in the St. Lucie estuary and Caloosahatchee in recent years. These are major risks to human health.
Here's how it works. So Lake Okeechobee is managed as a reservoir for large industrial farms south of Lake Okeechobee.
And we think it should be managed more as a natural system. And that doesn't mean farms shouldn't get their water. They absolutely should. But we also need to make sure that we're not managing the lake in a way that creates toxic algae blooms by sending billions of gallons of polluted lake water to the estuaries during rainy years.
This is their major focus now, and part of why they recently moved headquarters to Stewart.
We see this northern end of the greater Everglades ecosystem as really critical, and we're working to change federal policy and state policy so that water managers are protecting us all and helping to keep our waters clean.
We ask more about Friends of the Everglades founder Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
She founded it to stop a major airport from being built just north of Everglades National Park.
When we hear her name, we can't help but think of the Parkland school shooting and the students from the high school that bears her name.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas was visionary and bold and ahead of her time, and she was also unafraid to challenge special interests. So when we see kids in Parkland holding her up as a hero, we totally identify and think she can be a hero for a lot of causes, and the Everglades is, of course, chief among them. We can't think about the future of the estuaries and Everglades without thinking about kids.
So now, during this quarantine period, they've relaunched their Young Friends of the Everglades program as a virtual education portal on their website.
So I'm a mom. I have an 11-year-old son at home doing virtual school now, and I know how necessary virtual learning materials are these days.
We'll put links to these online tools at this story at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.